Hi, Rebels. This Financial Literacy Month, Rebel Girls teamed up with Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families, to bring you everything you need to be smart with your money and build healthy habits that last a lifetime. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to make smart choices with every penny, whether you're saving for something special or learning to invest. Greenlight gives kids the power to be independent, and grown-ups can trust that their kids have money wherever they are. Sign up at greenlight.com/rebelgirls to get your first month at no cost and start building money confidence for life.
This is Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls.
Welcome to Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls, the interview. I'm Tatiana Romero, and today I'm talking to Lorene Powell Jobs, who told the story of Teresa Lee. If you haven't listened to that episode, now is a great time to go back and listen. Lorene, Teresa's story is about finding opportunities as an undocumented immigrant. This is something you've been working on for a long time. How did you get started?
That's a good question. When I was running my first company, I went to a local high school to talk to students, and I was going to just tell them about what it was like to go to college as first in family to go to college. And I met so many talented students who needed a little more help than they were getting. And once I became a helper to them, I was bit by the bug of being a helper, and I decided that's what I wanted to dedicate my life to.
People like you and Teresa have been fighting for years. How do you stay hopeful about making change?
I know so many dreamers and their families, and it has been 18 years since we first went to Washington, D.C. with the petition signed by 25,000 community members to try to get the DREAM Act passed. And every single year, I work with dreamers and their families, and I see the hope in their eyes and the promise that their lives have, and I will never give up fighting on their behalf. And sometimes hope takes practice, and sometimes it's really frustrating and maddening that change doesn't happen sooner. But just like playing the piano or learning a language, you actually have to practice it, and you have to find ways to stay optimistic. And for me, when I look in the eyes of so many young people, I feel that if they believe that change can happen, I believe that change can happen.
If kids like me want to help, what can we do?
There are all sorts of ways that young women can raise awareness and use their voice or use their skills. They can create things. They can educate people. It's actually a perfect age to start being an agent of change. It means them banding together and supporting each other and telling each other, we are useful, we are important, we can do things now, we don't have to wait.
That's awesome, Lorene. What makes you a Rebel Girl?
When I was a young girl, I read books late into the night under the covers with a flashlight, and my eyes ended up getting very bad and I ended up needing glasses, but I did it because I never wanted to stop learning. Yes, I rebelled against my bedtime, but it also inspired in me a love of learning and a love of trying to understand. And being a rebel girl means not accepting the world as fixed. Understanding that it can actually be poked and prodded and changed, even by girls, even by boys, by every single person who is on this planet.
Thank you, Lorene. If you like the show, leave a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen, and share it with all of your friends. Thanks for listening, and stay rebel.
Can't get enough of Rebel Girls?
Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.